The mere presence of over 11,000 peacekeepers, including the mission's both military and civilian peacekeepers, and thousands of the Lebanese Armed Forces officers and soldiers deployed in South Lebanon under the Security Council Resolution 1701 has enhanced the safety in the area, giving the local people an opportunity to live a normal life. It is not a small feat, especially in an area beset by cycles of conflicts. In our story, we will try to sum up what has been achieved during the last 42 years, since 19th of March 1978, when UNIFIL was established. Rani Abder has the details.
You are listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al Janoub. The Irish peacekeeper Sergeant Major Noel O'Callaghan joined UNIFIL for the first time, then as a corporal, in 1978, exactly the year when the mission was established. Many years later, he still remembers that time well.
In the days of 78, darkness and chaos reigning in Lebanon, I look around me and I see a huge improvement in the infrastructure and the housing and the people themselves. And it gives me great hope that UNIFIL have made a difference here and are making a difference.
The Blue Helmets have contributed indeed to the remarkable transformation evident in the south of Lebanon, from those days of dark and chaos to the current period of calm and stability, says Andrea Tinenti, UNIFIL spokesperson.
Working with the parties and through their commitments, we were able to preserve stability in the south of Lebanon and maintain the cessation of hostilities in an area that has been for many years a scene of conflict and suffering. Since the war in 2006, we had very few incidents. All of them have been immediately addressed with the parties, with a common aim to de-escalate the situation. The south of the country has been enjoying one of the quietest periods in its recent history. This is absolutely an achievement.
The unprecedented atmosphere of safety and stability this area has been enjoying since 2006 encouraged investors to come to the south and start building hotels and resorts worth millions of dollars for the first time in South Lebanon's modern history. On a 9-acre land, Joseph Hajj accomplished his dream, a resort with bungalows, restaurants, and a big swimming pool located on a scenic hill in Urmej village, just a few meters north of the blue line that separates Lebanon from Israel. If it weren't for peacekeepers' presence, the project would not have been materialized, Mr. Al-Hajj says.
Before, if you say the word south to anybody, he will tell you no, I will not go there because it's risky. Today, there is UNIFIL, there's peace, and the Lebanese army is on our borders and in control of everything, and that is of great importance to me.
The tourists whom we met seemed to be enjoying their time, feeling safe and secure in a place that is so close to the blue line.
We come here every Friday and Sunday. There's a lot of projects and developments in the area, and everything is good.
I'm coming from Biblos. I came to spend a day with my friends. The area here, it's better than anywhere else, and the situation, it's much better.
From Nebatiye, here the area is calm and far away from noises and nothing to be afraid of.
The south is a very beautiful area, and there are lots of nice resorts in it. It is also so calm.
In one way or another, every peacekeeper contributes to the positive transformations in the south by providing peace and stability through daily patrolling, by participating in various humanitarian projects funded by UNIFIL or by contingents, or by buying goods and products locally, thus providing some extra money to many families. The Lebanese economist and current Minister of Finance, Dr. Ghazi Wazni, gives his analysis on the economic effect.
The presence of the UN forces in the south and the communication channels UNIFIL has been maintaining with various parties provide a stability of a kind. So it has positive relationship and positive circumstances which became the factors that enhance economic progress.
42 years on, UNIFIL's journey continues, with its peacekeepers drawn from 45 countries, working alongside the host communities and the Lebanese army in furthering peace and stability in South Lebanon and along the Blue Line. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program, Salam Min al-Janoub. It was prepared for airing by Rani Abdeer. Hope to have you with us again when we are on the airwaves or in various digital platforms. Stay tuned.